Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Miami Dolphins, 7-9, second in the AFC East. Like the other three teams in this division, the Dolphins underwent some major changes, starting with new head coach Brian Flores replacing Adam Gase, while Josh Rosen came from the Cardinals to replace the jettisoned Ryan Tannehill.
I mean, it's just kind of another opportunity. Very rarely do you get a second chance to make a first impression, so trying to get off to the right foot with all these guys here, meet all my teammates, try and break down this playbook as quickly as you can.
The defense has been totally revamped with Cam Wake and Robert Quinn on new teams. Will the Fins be in position to land the number one overall pick in 2020.
Armando Salguero joins us. Armando, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. How you doing?
We are good. It's me, Tiki, and Aaron Murray to talk about this Dolphins team. Now, look, a lot of people expected this to be a tank year. You get Ryan Fitzpatrick. It is what it is. And then you go get Josh Rosen and give up a second-round pick for him. Can you explain what the plan is, or if there is one for Miami?
Yeah, well, the plan is what everybody thought it was going to be. They're going to try and draft a quarterback in the first round of the 2020 draft, and they expect that it's going to be a fairly high pick. And if it's not a position where they're in, say, number 10, number 12 overall, they're going to do whatever needs to be done with future draft picks to get high enough to pick fairly high. That's how they're planning it. And the addition of Josh Rosen, the signing of Ryan Fitzpatrick, has not changed that narrative and that arc one bit.
Wow. I mean, it's
that's just crazy to me. They've ran off. I mean, they've seen enough of Josh Rosen through OTAs, through fall camp, through the first preseason game to say, okay, this guy, he's done. He ain't going to be a Dolphin next season, that's for sure. He's on a one-year rental,
yeah,
and we're moving on. Because I was high on Josh Rosen last year. I think he's super talented, and I think he has great arm strength, great potential, beautiful delivery, a lot of good stuff that you like. He's green. At the end of the day, he's a young quarterback. He's only heading into his second season. So you're telling me they have already said we're moving on from him after this year?
No, they haven't said that. Remember, Josh Rosen is tied to his current contract for at least three more years, actually. Yeah. And if you really want to extend it with an option year beyond that, it's 4 more years. But here's the thing. Josh Rosen was let go by the Arizona Cardinals for a reason. They saw him, and they decided that they wanted to go in a different direction. They thought they were going to upgrade. What the Dolphins have seen from Josh Rosen in the last, I would say, 5 months?
Yeah.
It's potential, but it's not certain. And so for them to say, well, we're not going to do what we really need to do next year at this stage would be, it would be personnel department malpractice. Now, maybe Josh Rosen, suddenly a light bulb goes on and he becomes the franchise quarterback and he becomes great in November, December, maybe October. Then there's plenty of time to change things up. But as of right now, the Dolphins personnel department, if Jake Fromm is playing, they're going to have a representative there. If Tua Tagovailoa is playing, they're going to have a representative there. If Justin Herbert is playing for Oregon, they will be there. The point is, They're not banking on Josh Rosen because right now Josh Rosen is not beating out Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
No. I feel bad for Rosen.
I really do. I feel bad for the kid.
I mean, he gets a new head coach at Arizona. Doesn't fit his system at all, what he can do.
It goes across the country, and he's going to get bounced again.
At least he's in warm cities. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a positive.
Armando Salguero, Miami Herald columnist, joining us here for our Tiki and Tierney training camp. Two-a-days. All right, the talent around whoever plays quarterback next year, I guess in the future year, is not that great. I mean, it's Devontae Parker, who's kind of been enigmatic this first couple of years, and Kenny Stills, who had an interesting interaction, I'll call it that, with his owner, Steve Ross. How has that been viewed down there, and how's it playing out downstream?
Well, specifically, you mean about Kenny Stills?
Yeah, Kenny Stills. Yeah, no. Forget the wide receiver room. I mean, they're not worth talking about. I'm talking about the drama that comes from Kenny Stills calling out Stephen Ross and Rise, his non-for-profit for hosting Donald Trump.
Yeah, that was interesting because, as you know, Steve Ross has done a lot of things for the African-American community, for minority communities. His outreach and the RISE program is almost like unique in that it makes sure that it believes that minorities and diversity need to be part of the narrative in the NFL, and obviously it already is. Now, Kenny Stills decided that he was going to rip into Steve Ross a little bit on social media. And the problem with that is that Steve Ross has an open door policy. And so Kenny Stills could have decided, if he'd wanted to call Steve Ross and have a discussion where behind closed doors, where NFL teams typically like to conduct their business. He chose not to do that. That didn't make Brian Flores, the head coach, very happy. And it didn't make, you know, the upper echelons of Dolphins brass very happy either. But the two have had a discussion now. They still don't agree. They basically have agreed to disagree. But I got to say this about Kenny Stills. He has worked the improbable and almost impossible feat of making conservative Dolphin fans angry with the team because, you know, of his protest during the national anthem.
Yeah.
And now he has made liberal Dolphin fans be upset and hate the team because, you know, of Steve Ross's support for Donald Trump. And that's all Kenny Stills bringing that to the fore. So he's made two different sides angry at the same team, which is like, how do you do that?
I know. It's almost impressive. It's tragic.
You know who you don't want to get angry is Mama Bear. And Minka Fitzpatrick's been moved around a little bit. And I thought it was hilarious to see because my mom has done similar stuff. I've had to tell her, Mom, get off Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Enough with the tweets. And Minka's mom ran out to Twitter saying, you know, my son does not belong at the strong safety position. And some yada, yada, yada. Where is Minka Fitzpatrick right now? Where is his mindset? Because I know there's some injuries right now on defense. He is being asked to do more than maybe he wants. Being in the box at only 205 pounds, is he going to be fine? Is everything good?
Well, eventually Rashad Jones will not be injured and he'll be back. And TJ McDonald will not be injured and he'll be back. And both of those are box safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so Minka won't be playing that position. But the issue goes to a bigger problem, and that is that the Dolphins haven't figured out what Minka Fitzpatrick is. And if they have, they haven't told Minka. And Minka wants to know, by the way. And so, you know, I didn't think it would be that difficult. Nick Saban, long ago at Alabama, decided that Minka Fitzpatrick is a nickel corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Minka was very good at what he did playing nickel corner for Alabama, and good enough that the Dolphins drafted him number 11 overall in the first round last year. And so it's time to figure it out. If Nick Saban figured it out, I don't think that any coach on the Dolphins staff is going to come up with something just totally freakish that will be better than what Nick Saban figured out, because frankly, Nick Saban knows defense better than those guys.
Yeah, that's a very, very valid point. Armando Salguero, Miami Herald columnist, joining us here to break down the Dolphins for Tiki and Tierney training camp 2-a-days. We're getting a little late here, Armando, but I got to ask you, Brian Flores, first year head coach. We don't know a ton about him because he was so behind the scenes up in New England before he was de facto defensive coordinator, I guess, even though he didn't have the title. What's it been like with Coach Flores down in Miami, and how do you see his future evolving?
Well, it's great. I mean, this guy's an alpha male. He's a leader. There is no doubt when he is in the room and he says something, where people are going to go. They're going to go wherever he says. And so that's a good thing. Now, where his career is going to go with the Dolphins, let me just be very frank and honest with you guys. Head coaches in the NFL, they are typically really awesome when they have really awesome quarterbacks. And head coaches in the NFL are typically not too good when they don't have good quarterbacks. Don Shula's in the Hall of Fame, and he won more games than, you know, anyone, because he had what? Johnny Unitas and Dan Marino and Bob Greasy, and all three of them, and they're in the Hall of Fame. So that's a good plan. The plan should be get the Hall of Fame quarterback, get the really good guy playing quarterback. Bill Belichick may have been a great coach in Cleveland, but he's a lot better coach in New England with Tom Brady. I'm just saying.
I take it you hate the Miami Dolphin quarterback. Yeah.
We're like, he just does not like these guys at all.
Armando Salguero.
Hey, should I get my shoulder loosened up and I'll go down there?
That's a good idea. Do that.
Armando Salguero, I appreciate you, as always, joining us here to preview the Miami Dolphins. We'll catch up down the line. Be good, Armando.
All right, guys. Be well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.